My story jumps forward to the summer of the next year, Mr. Lockwood. On the morning of a fine June day, the last of the Earnshaws was born. My beautiful Hareton. But I am sad to say, Frances did not live long after the birth, and her death sent Hindley mad with despair, and he turned to drink. The servants could not stand his evil, tyrannical behaviour, and soon Joseph and I were the only ones left at the house. I could not bear to leave Hareton, who I took care of as if he were my own. Hindley hardly noticed him. Hindley's cursing and terrible, violent behaviour was a bad example for Miss Cathy and Heathcliff. The way he treated Heathcliff would have made a devil out of a saint. In fact, during this time, Heathcliff almost looked as if he were possessed by a devil. He loved to see Hindley drunk and degraded, and every day he too became more savage and violent. The house became a living hell. No one came near us except Edgar Linton, who overcame his terror of Hindley to visit Miss Cathy. At 15, she was the queen of the countryside, but she had become so strong-willed and proud that I no longer liked her. She remained fiercely attached to Heathcliff, and Edgar Linton, with all his superiority, found it difficult to enter her heart as deeply as Heathcliff had.